Thanks, Carl. Once again, I'm sorry I'm not Peter. There goes our Yelp ratings. Oh, well. In a minute, Carl reenacts his favorite Jean-Claude Van Damme movie, Rhyme Cop, in our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, please give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. But right now, panel, some more questions for you from this week's news. Tom, scientists in Italy recently discovered that the air in several major Italian cities is filled with what?
Is filled with microwave radiation. That was now, a serious
can, hint. Can I give you a hint?
Yes, please.
This explains why Rome smells like Snoop Dogg's sheets. Sorry, Snoop Lion's sheets.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Snoop who?
Yeah.
That wasn't much of a hint for a cultural idiot. God, I picked a bad week to go on a news fast.
How about Bob Marley sheets?
Bob Marley sheets, yeah.
There you go.
Filled with pot?
Drugs. Close
drugs.
Enough, yeah. There's so many drugs in Rome's air that Vatican City is turning into Burning Man.
Now, are these opiates or just pot?
Well, it's the study of they studied the ambient air in 8 of Italy's major cities, and it revealed that traces of marijuana and cocaine are in the air. Yeah, it makes you wonder what the puff of white smoke coming out of the Vatican is.
But the thing is,
don't come in. I'm electing a new pope.
How much coke can you do where it's in the air? Like, that's a lot of coke.
Yeah, they actually, when you check into a hotel in Italy, they give you an extra towel you can roll and put under the door.
and a mirror.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So you know what? You know, it makes perfect sense. That's why the Mario Brothers are always flying around.
Yeah.
Come on, Luigi. Ah! Yeah, that, I got it. Got it.
Well, and I've got a better excuse for why I paid so much for that leather coat in Florence on our honeymoon.
Yeah, it begs the question, why isn't the Catholic Church cooler? The Pope is the most high? Yeah. Tom, it's been a wild couple of weeks for Massachusetts man Sadeep Singh. First, his girlfriend dumped him. Then, before he could fully comprehend how heartbroken he was, what happened?
Something bad.
Not necessarily.
He
right after his girlfriend dumped him.
Right after his girlfriend dumped him.
Here's a hint. There's nothing like a pint of Ben & Jerry's, a Lifetime movie marathon, and $30 million to help get over a breakup.
Oh, my goodness. He won the lottery.
Yes. Yeah. He won the lottery.
Which has also been known to ruin lives.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it ruined his
life. Sadeep, don't get too excited.
Did I mention this happened the day after his girlfriend dumped him? Because he probably mentions it to everyone he sees. Yeah.
You think she calls him back now?
Yeah. I wonder.
I might have been too, I don't know, yeah, hard on
you. I love you. He's getting a lot of late night texts. Mr. Singh chose to receive the $30 million in a lump sum so he could rub it in all at once instead of rubbing it in once a year for 20 years.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine? His ex-girlfriend, by the way, could not be reached for comment because there's terrible cell phone reception on her ledge.